beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The United Nations International Court has ordered Israel to halt all military operations in Rafah amid Israel's brutal war with Hamas. Former United States Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Mick Mulroy says the order has limitations.
This is binding, but there is no way to enforce it. It does create more pressure that Israel is just going to have to deal with. And of course, the United States is too, as its most significant strategic partner.
Many across the country got a jump on Memorial Day weekend on Friday. ABC's Lauren Glassberg in New York City.
And I remember when I was a kid coming to Coney Island.
John Rodriguez rides up and down the boardwalk, taking in the view of the surf and the sand.
This is like the best place to be in Brooklyn.
That's where Sadie Kingswell and her mom found a prime spot.
Go on the beach, celebrate the summer.
Technically, summer doesn't start today, but it sure feels like summer.
It's summer.
Summer actually starts June 20th. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has resumed his duties after handing over control to a deputy while he was undergoing a non-surgical medical procedure. ABC senior national correspondent Terry Moran says the Defense Department was not always so forthcoming about Austin's health.
President Biden and Congress have been notified of this transfer of authority this time. Last time they weren't informed, and that secrecy drew widespread criticism. Austin ultimately apologizing to the president and the country for his lack of transparency.
Austin is planning to attend Memorial Day events, according to the Pentagon. After touching down at Newark Liberty International Airport Thursday, Captain Teresa M. Claiborne is retiring after 43 years of flying, first as the first black female pilot in the U.S. Air Force and then as a captain at United Airlines. Claiborne was just one of 25 black female pilots at United Airlines, according to her website. She's logged more than 23,000 flight hours. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some evening storms, otherwise partly cloudy and a low in the upper 30s tonight. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high in the low 70s. In the late afternoon and evening, some storms pop up. More rain possible Sunday, high mid 60s. Memorial Day starts with sun, slight rain chance, high upper 60s. Right now it's 53.
Slow, go flying down a two-lane road. Find a limb to hang your clothes. to change the station.
Oh, look at that.
Rascal Flatts.
This is Toby Keith.
Look at that.
Hi, this is Zach Brown.
Hi, we're Little Big Town.
Oh, go figure. Look at that.
This is Jennifer.
And Christian.
From Sugarland.
Oh, would you look at that.
Today's best country and more of it.
98 Q.
Said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rain before the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. It might be gravel, but it's
weekend, one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. If you're heading out on the road, be safe out there. Make sure you take us with you, because we ride together.
Always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by
98.3. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set of four-letter word, it started with S.
Sounded so good. 98Q Country.